Corey Meyer of the Coon Rapids Baird boys basketball team joining us for some end of season interviews and what a season these Crusaders had, ending with that overall record of 17-7, an 11-5 record in the Rolling Valley Conference and rattling off 14 wins of their last 16 games. Coach, great to catch up with you once again, and it's so great to kind of give some spotlights on the kids.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me, and these kids deserve some recognition for the season they had, for sure.
Absolutely. So the way I want to start this interview is just talking about the first half of this season. It was kind of a back-and-forth battle for some of these teams in the Rolling Valley Conference. You started off with that two-win streak against Stanton and Peyton Trudaine, and then you faced tough against, I think, some of the better teams in that conference, Cam, West Harrison, and Exira EHK. Just talk to me about what was going on in the beginning parts of this season and maybe some things you were trying to kind of get right in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, so we have we had four guys back from last year's team. So we did definitely had some guys back from the previous year's squad, but you know, we had some guys adjusting to some new roles for sure. The biggest concern early on was just, you know, how are we set of foul trouble with our big guys inside and those types of things. We went on the road to Stanton that first game, and we were actually down in half, and I think we came out in the third quarter and scored like a 19-0 run. Kind of put us on the top, and you know, that was a good team. They finished with 16-17 wins on the season as well. So, and then Peyton Trudaine was a couple nights later, and we handled them. And then we got to a grind where we lost, five out of six games or something like that, where we really struggled. But I think it was more about the quality of our opponent than maybe it was some stuff that we were doing. We were just having a hard time early on scoring, and, you know, in the Cam game, I can think back to that. We were ahead at halftime. Fourth quarter, Lance fouled out, and we had a hard time keeping them off the boards. Then we went to West Harrison that next game, and we played really well defensively. We held them to 42 points, which was their low at that time. We were ahead most of the first half, but, again, we struggled in the second half, really consistent to play consistent on the offensive end. The next night, then, we went to Elkhorn and just got drilled. That was really the only time all year, maybe, except for that district championship game, where we really weren't in the game, and we weren't in it from the first quarter on. And then we came back and played our Weave at home, which we won. But then we lost the next two games after Christmas break. So if you look at our record right there, you know, it was a loss against ACGC and Boyer Valley, which were both one-possession games. ACGC, their good guard, hit a three at the buzzer to beat us. And then the Boyer Valley game, we struggled shooting free throws down the stretch of that game. We ended up losing by one possession. And then really after that game moving forward, we went on that big, long win streak.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned some of the guys you had come back into this season, four of your guys from last year coming into this year. What was the experience like for this team at the varsity level? Did these guys come in with some confidence knowing what they had to accomplish on the varsity level, or was there some growing pains and some learning that had to be done in those early games?
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. I think the interesting thing was last year at the end of the season, we had COVID in January, so we didn't really get to play much at all. Mm-hmm. I think we played one or two games in January, and then we came right back right before districts had started and played four games right at the end of the season without really getting to practice much in January. And we dropped all four. So then we get to a district, then we started districts, and we go on the road and beat the two seed, and we beat the three seed, and we get to play in a district championship game. I think the big part of that was is how much fun our kids had playing in the postseason last year, and how it really carried on to the next off season. And you know, I remember after the district championship game, the guys wanted to be in the gym as soon as possible, and so that spark, that excitement, really I thought helped us prepare for this upcoming year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the way you guys responded in the second half of this season really showed just how great some of these guys can really be. Obviously, it all started with Glenn and Ralston. And from that point on, you guys just go on a tear all throughout that second half of this season. So if you had to pinpoint one game, maybe it's that Glenn and Ralston game, or maybe it's a game later on down the road. If there was one game in particular that was kind of that turning point that started that whole big winning streak, what game would that be, and why was that game important to you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we won a bunch of games there in a row. The win against West Harrison at home was really important to our guys. I just remember how excited they were in the locker room. At that time, I think they had one conference loss at that time, so they were ahead of everybody in our conference. And our guys just played a lot of just energy that night, and I thought we played very confident, especially in the fourth quarter. I thought that win kind of sparked us, and then we had some good wins in there, including beating Ogden, who was playing really well. We beat them at home. We beat Elkhorn Exira at home, which was another good team. We went to Arweva and kind of ground out a win against them, who was playing really good on the defensive end that night. And then, we came back and obviously beat Cam pretty easily. And then the big win was over at Boyer Valley, where we took it to overtime and we won in overtime. But I can't say there was really one game, but I think that West Harrison game kind of sparked us and really propelled us to that next level. And it gave our guys confidence late in game situations that we could beat some of the better teams in our conference.
Right, and I think a lot of people that look at this Rolling Valley Conference, I mean, that is a very top-heavy squad or top-heavy conference. I mean, you guys were a part of that top team as well, but you had Exira, Woodbine, West Harrison, and you guys that were just playing some of the best basketball late in the season. And I think one of the defining moments of this team, too, is also that time you had to play Woodbine back-to-back. You went to their place one day, and then you hosted them the day after. Talk to me about those two games. First one was a 44-42 loss at their place, and then you come back and beat them nearly by 20 or plus points at your place.
Yeah, I think that you look back in the season, that's kind of the game that when we dropped that loss at Woodbine, it kind of haunts you. That could have been, we could have had a 15-game win streak if it wasn't for that. That night, we just shot it poorly. I just thought, like I said, we had come off a big win against West Harrison. We come out in that first quarter, and I didn't think we were real sharp, both physically and mentally. We had some guys that got in foul trouble. I know Easton and Tanner didn't play a lot of minutes that night. But credit to Woodbine, they came out hitting a bunch of threes early on. And then we actually found a way. I think we were down like 12 or 14 at one point. We actually got the lead in the fourth quarter, but then the lead slipped back to them. But that was just a game where we just didn't make shots. I think if there's one game all season that you look back and say we didn't play well, that was probably the night. And then, without any practice or anything, you watch a little film and you talk about some things that we got to improve on. And then the next night we come out and, beat them by about 25 points. So that's just typical high school basketball. It's a make-miss game. The previous night we didn't make much. The following night we made a lot of shots. And as a coach, that's just part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you mentioned just the fact from, a COVID year, the year prior, you guys made it to a semifinal match against Grandview Christian. If I remember right, I think I was at that game. And just the fire that these kids had. And obviously, you get to Boyer Valley, you get to that second round, you beat Boyer Valley on the road. That's a marquee win. You guys get back to the semifinal. What did that game mean to the guys? Obviously, they were hungry to get back to a semifinal and potentially make it to a sub-state final. What did it mean to get past and get to another district final?
You would have to ask the kids that. I knew that we were playing really well and we were playing confident. I think the last month of the basketball season, we didn't shoot it particularly well, especially from the perimeter. Mm-hmm. So we knew going in that we were going to have to do a really good job defensively in that district championship game. I think our kids were confident that we could kind of hold them down, but they come out and shot really, really well that night. And we weren't great offensively. They did some things defensively that, that we weren't prepared for, ran some junk defenses early on. Obviously our guys, our goal was to get back to a district championship game. Obviously, you take one game at a time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a tough game in our first-round game against Arweva, mm-hmm. which we were up 15, 18 points at one point, and they cut it all the way back down to five late in the game. And so you can't look ahead, and I think our guys took it really one game at a time. And we talk a lot about just having one possession at a time and putting the importance on what's next and what's right in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that West Harrison game was tough for you guys. You had beaten them before. And in a place like Denison, you know, it's a big atmosphere and everything. But, you know, I don't think that this team or this season for you guys is going to be defined by that one game. You guys did a lot of really great things throughout this season. But the one thing I wanted to ask you about is just what is this team and these last two seasons going to mean for the future? Obviously, you make it to two district finals. That's got to spark some motivation within guys coming into the program as freshmen or as eighth graders or even in the middle school. That's got to make some of those younger kids excited to be playing Coon Rapids Baird basketball.
Well, we kind of talked about that with our group. Just like, you know, you're setting the bar pretty high for the next few years as far as where a program can be. And we had a great group of seniors that led us that, and they were not always vocal, but they were just, you know, they would show up every day and they would practice that way. And even early, I think, on in the season, we didn't spend a lot of time talking about the scoreboard. We really talked about the standard in which we play, how hard we play, especially on the defensive end. And, you know, I think, like I had mentioned this a couple other times, that our kids could have quit on us when we were, you know, 3-5 or whatever our record was early on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that senior group that we had with Tanner, Gabe, Easton, Corey, and Rex, they wanted to be a lot better. They took a lot of pride in what our program's about. And, you know, they got us to that district championship game, which, you know, they wanted another chance after playing Grandview last year, which, you know, Grandview's obviously a very good team. And we played with them the first quarter, but after that, they kicked our tail. So they wanted another opportunity to play in a district championship game, and they worked all season for an opportunity like that.
Absolutely. And talk to me just about this group of seniors. I've personally had the chance to know them a lot better throughout the baseball season. They're a fun group of guys when you get to know them, but you mentioned just the fact that they kind of put their heads down and they led by example. So what was it like to have those guys for the last 4 years?
Well, I think, you know, this is the first year. I don't ever really remember us as coaching staff having to make them run sprints for not playing hard or for not practicing hard. There was a level of consistency that they did everything in practice, a standard at which they practiced. It was every night, and you didn't have to get on them for that. I think that made coaching so much easier this year that, you know, every night that we took the court, whether it was practice or game, you knew how hard they were going to play. Just a tremendous group of kids. I'll just quickly highlight, you know, Gabe Obert ends up scoring over 1,000 points, becomes, I think, the seventh player all time in CRB history to eclipse that. He had a great career. He started as a freshman, you know, and played all 4 years, did some remarkable things for our basketball program. And, you know, this year I was most proud of how hard he guarded defensively because that was really a challenge for him. He was so good offensively. But I thought his defense picked up so much this year. Tanner, another senior who, you know, I think at the beginning of the year, he was the leading scorer in our conference. He was quiet about doing that. He was just a really good shooter. And I think as the season extended, people started taking closer notice to him, and they really did a good job of making him not just catch and shoot, making him put it on the ground. And nothing became easy for him the last few weeks of the season. He was guarded tight all year, but he had a tremendous senior season and really a career. He was a 3-year starter, played a little bit as a freshman. Easton Hayes, I can't speak enough about him. Mm-hmm. You know, statistically, you know, he's not going to be flashy. He's not going to be a first-time all-conference player, but he plays as hard as any kid I've coached. He did it the right way every day in practice. I firmly believe he was the best defensive player in our conference, a great on-ball defender, held some of the best scorers down single digits, and sometimes we even guarded him with some bigger guys just because his effort was so good, understood angles defensively, closed out really tight. But he was there defensively, and I thought his offense picked up as the season went along, and that kind of sparked us in the second half. He became more of an offensive threat. And then there's Corey, and Corey was just a tremendous senior to have. He understood his role on our team. At the beginning of the year, he was starting Then once we got to some conference games and we had to play against bigger teams that had two posts, then he became a role player off the bench. And his minutes were dependent on the situation, whether in foul trouble or, you know, who he had to guard and all those things. And, you know, he had some big shots for us throughout the course of the year, hit some big shots against Ogden that night to keep us in this as well when we had foul trouble. He had a tremendous career, and he's a great kid. And then Rex Doty was our final senior, and Rex this is his first year out for basketball. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's a kid on our team that had as much fun as Rex. You know, I think the one thing that stood out to me was after the game and the district championship game, Rex was taken to the hardest out of any of them, and that was his first year of basketball, and it kind of speaks on behalf of how much the game meant to him this year. So tremendous group of seniors. I can't say enough about them. They're going to be missed. Mm-hmm. But I think the most important thing is they laid a foundation for the younger kids in the program, how to practice and how to prepare for games.
Yeah, absolutely. And just wrapping things up, let's talk just a little bit about next season. Of course, you mentioned just some things that you'd like to see a little bit better out of. Of course, I think one of the biggest things that I saw from this team, free throws can always be a little bit better. Shooting can be a little bit better. But what are some of those
goals?
Yeah,
did we have to bring that up today?
Yeah, I know, right? But what are some overall goals you have for this team?
Well, I think you mentioned it. Like, one of the things is we've got to become better shooters. We improved a lot from last year as far as our points per game average. Mm-hmm. We went from like 46, 47 to 53, so we were third in our conference in our scoring. Our defense was really, you know, our defense was great all year. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine next year we'll be a really good defensive team because we take a lot of pride in it, and it's kind of our identity and our program. But we have to find ways to score, and I think when you lose, you know, some seniors like that, we're going to lose. And a lot of scoring, there comes opportunities for the new guys to step up. And certainly we got some sophomores that have played 2 years of JV, and we got a freshman that played a lot in our JV games that are going to have to take a bigger role next year. And we have to get better not only from the free throw line but the three-point line as well. Mm-hmm. I think we ended up this year shooting right around 29-30%, which isn't terrible, but we've got a long ways to go on that. You know, I think the one thing going into next season is they're going to try to take away Lance inside and probably a little bit of Raiden. Raiden will be more of a scorer inside. So we've got to find a way to get our perimeter guys some easy looks on the outside, and that's just putting in time, you know, become better ball handlers and better shooters in the off season. And we got some guys that we feel pretty confident can do that.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, Coach, I appreciate everything you've done for us here this season, coming up, talking about the games, getting us stats. I know some of those games and road games can be quite long, and those can be some long nights. So we appreciate everything you've done for us at Carroll Broadcasting.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys did for us, and thanks for being a great platform to share our kids' success, not just CRB, but all the local teams around here. We couldn't ask for a better group of guys to do that, so thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we of course wish you some good relaxing nights after you know, the season is over. Hopefully you guys can get into the gym and the off season, and we wish you good luck coming up here next season.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Tyler.